Not typical, but an afternoon coffee and conversation with you here on Camber Country 92.3. Tyson Ebronik with you, City Administrator Brett Clark joining us here as we've had some big news come down the wire here not too long ago at about 2:30 on a Wednesday afternoon. We were informed that you were selected as a finalist for the Grand Island City Administrator position. First of all, just talk about your initial reactions here on this afternoon, your initial just kind of response to how things kind of shook up here.
Really just blown away, you know, by being named one of the finalists for the position in Grand Island. Of course, you know, Grand Island is the second largest city in our great state of Nebraska that has a city administrator manager. And so, I'm really honored, excited for, you know, the potential opportunity to be the next city administrator following an incredible, a pillar in our profession. I know, you know, city administrators, you know, we're not, you know, really known for, you know, all the...
There's no trading cards.
There's no trading cards. I mean, we're not talked about, you know, on ESPN, don't get me wrong. But, in our profession, Marlon Ferguson is an incredible professional. He is known throughout our profession, not just in Nebraska, but also across the entire country through our ICMAR, International City County Managers Association, and really been an integral part of the profession and establishing the position in Nebraska. You know, he came from Sydney, he was in Grand Island, and then he took the job with, the economic development side of things, and then came back in the profession in Aurora and then back in Grand Island. And you know, to be, you know, potentially following in his footsteps, there are some big shoes to fill. And, Mr. Ferguson, along with Mayor Jeremy Jensen, have done a phenomenal job the past 4 years in Grand Island, really stabilizing everything and getting everything back on track.
It's going to be a little bit new administration over there in Grand Island with the recent election results. New mayor, Roger Steele is going to be filling in for Jeremy Jensen's seat. Talk maybe just a little bit about some of the challenges that you are looking forward to in the city of Grand Island with this new administration.
You know, really looking forward to opportunity to serve Mayor Steele. Had a few meetings with him, of course, during the process. That position did post, back in October 15th is when that position posted, and something that I have been looking forward to, my entire career. You know, this has been a career goal of mine. My wife is from Grand Island. I've spent all my holidays over the past decade. Can't believe I'm saying over the past decade in Grand Island, participating in all their events, marching in the Harvest of Harmony, going to the football games, which I'm so excited, that Grand Island is in the championship game next Monday, and really just looking forward to diving into everything. You know, there's over 500 employees in Grand Island. You know, they have a larger than $200 million budget. Mm-hmm. And so it's going to be a lot different type of, position when it comes to being a city administrator, going from, this size of community in Broken Bow to a community the size of Grand Island. Really looking forward to the challenges. I never shy away from a good challenge, Tyson. You know that. And really looking forward to working with Mayor Steele and the entire city staff and all the council members. You know, going from a 5-member council to a 10-member council in Grand Island, and really looking forward to the opportunities with the 14 department heads there as well. And Grand Island has so much going on for themselves. I mean, it is going to be a really joint effort, a collaboration amongst everybody. You know, you look at the state fair and how much that footprint has grown in Grand Island. You know, you look at the updates that they're doing on 281 with road construction. There's a ton of road construction projects going on. You look at the new economic development opportunities they had with Burlington, with Fresh Time, with Home Goods, Planet Fitness, really revitalizing a lot of areas. I grew up in a town, of over 60,000 people in Minneapolis area in Minnesota. And so, moving to Grand Island is going to be a phenomenal opportunity to get back to a similar sized community that I was born and raised in.
Do you, as you look back at the accomplishments during your time here at the City of Broken Bow as city administrator, talk about maybe how those are going to help you into this new role?
Absolutely. You know, we've had over $11 million of, you know, public projects during the last, you know, almost 4 years. You know, it's been nearly 4 years since my family and I moved to Broken Bow. And it's been an incredible journey. You know, we got the library project done. We got the fire hall done. We got downtown done. We got the Fifth Avenue project done. We got South 19th, South G Street, South B Street. You know, we got a lot of projects done and a lot downtown in the square as well. You know, you look at the new playground equipment, the renovations to the bandstand, all those, you know, will always have a special place in my heart. And none of it would be possible without all the city staff, the mayors and councils that, you know, I've worked with, and also all the other partnerships of all the other organizations that everybody, you know, rolled up their sleeves and took part of. And I'll take that with me, you know, to Grand Island. You know, that's a phenomenal experience. You know, we wouldn't be able to do what we did in Broken Bow without, you know, the RJ and Ann Thomases and the Kathy and West Province with Aero East. You know, without the Bill and Keeley Butler and the BAM group with Legends. You know, you looked at Gear for Sports with Scott Saborn. And, you know, you look at all these phenomenal folks that are in our community, investors, that really got things done. You know, it wasn't me. You know, it was my job to get people around the table, and it's their job to execute. You know, the Craig Safranics and the Chris Myers and Barry Foxes, you know, the folks that are involved with not just the local government in Broken Bow, but also the county, the schools, you know, working with Tom Bailey, you know, working with Mr. Darren Toby a little bit, you know, and also with Dairy Queen. You know, that was a huge project for us to land, and that was because of all the folks in the community that got those things done. And I'll take that with me. You know, those are phenomenal experiences and opportunities that I'll never forget. You know, Broken Bow will still be Broken Bow and move forward in a positive way. Looking forward to, you know, hopefully, you know, the transition that will take place for my family and myself.
Is there a little bittersweetness when you have a position like this become available and it is such a great career move? Is there some bittersweet feelings here when you finally get that recognition, get named as a finalist?
Absolutely. You know, you look at, you know, my career so far, and, you know, this is my second stop, you know, for this to be as the city administrator, zoning administrator, and you know, the other duties that just come along with it. You know, other duties as assigned, I always say, are at the bottom of every job description, especially when you're a city administrator. You know, to get this opportunity, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, really, for somebody in my profession to move to the second largest community in the state that has my professional, a person in my profession as its leading officer. You know, it is bittersweet as well.
Do you, as far as the timeline is concerned, is there anything, as far as we know, like when is this all going to be taking place? When is this transition going to be happening? I believe it still has to go through council approval at the city of Grand Island. But what's kind of the timeline for you here and your time left in Broken Bow?
You know, those are all questions that, you know, we don't know all the answers to yet. Of course, it's always pending council approval, just like it is here in Broken Bow as well when we make these types of decisions. You know, I do know that Mayor Steele, Mayor-elect Steele, I guess, you know, so far, you know, Mayor Jensen, we had lunch together with him as well when I was interviewing for the position a few weeks ago. And, you know, that transition for them will happen December 4th at their first council meeting when Mayor-elect Steele takes his oath of office. And, of course, it's all pending on city council approval.
Once again, City Administrator Brent Clark joining us for an afternoon coffee and conversation. As he's mentioned, the coffee is always brewing here at City Hall, regardless if it's 2:30 or 8 o'clock in the morning.
It is, Tyson. I'm glad that you have your coffee today, this afternoon, because this morning during coffee and conversation, you did not.
The pot was not ready by the time you showed up in the morning. But final thoughts here, I guess, before we close up here, and just kind of final thoughts on everything that's transpired.
You know, we've been through a lot here in Broken Bow together in the last 4 years. We truly have. We've seen a lot of things come and go when it comes to city staff, different union agreements, you know, different budgets. You know, I'll be really happy to showcase Broken Bow to the potential next city administrator if all goes according to plan. You know, it's always my job in my profession to have a smooth transition. That's why this announcement in Grand Island is happening the way it is. You know, with Marlon Ferguson retiring, you know, here in the very near future, you know, that's why their transition plan is happening the way it is. And then that trickles down, and I do hope to do that as well here in Broken Bow. The community, Broken Bow, it will always have a special place in my heart and in my family's hearts. The openness and the willingness to accept us when we first came to Broken Bow, and we're only moving down the street. I mean, it's not that far away. It's not like we're moving to, you know, a Washington or a different state. You know, the connections that we made we'll always have. And the projects are really because of everybody that is still here in Broken Bow, and all the partnerships will continue to happen. Broken Bow will get things done like they always do. That is why Broken Bow is a spotlight and a showcase in central Nebraska. That's why Governor Ricketts and Lieutenant Governor Foley are always here. That's because of all of you in the listening area. It's not just because of who sits in my seat. It's a partnership and a collaboration that will continue to move forward. Final thoughts, really want to thank all the city staff. We have incredible, incredible department heads that have been through thick and thin here, that have been here far more than my 4 years. And they will continue to be here, and they will continue to hold the fort together when it comes to everything here in Broken Bow, when it comes to the streets and the electrical and the libraries and your parks and the water and sewer and the police and the fire. I mean, those folks are here for a reason. And it was just my job to enhance, embrace, and give them the opportunity to be successful. And that's what we will continue to do in Broken Bow. Really fortunate and truly humbled and honored to be named as a finalist for the opening in the city of Grand Island. Like I said before, you know, there's a lot of great opportunities coming up in Grand Island as well, with the Veterans Home facilities and just a transition there. The brand new recreation park, splash pad and ball fields, you know, on the north side of the community. And there's still struggles there as well. Just like there is in every town in Nebraska. That is called the housing shortage. That's not just a Broken Bow special, folks. I mean, that is everywhere across Nebraska. And so, yes, the communities may be changing, but the challenges are still the same, just on different scales and different levels. Truly honored to be named as the finalist for Grand Island, and we'll see what the future holds.
Brett, thank you for your service to this Broken Bow community. Thanks for your time and accessibility, as always, that you provide to us each and every week on Coffee and Conversation, and we wish you the best moving forward.
Thank you.